It's a schosen and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, in this week's Parsha, Parshas Ki Sisa, and we're going to do like we always do, we're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor, and Hashem speaking to Moshe, Ki Sisa es Rosh Bnei Yisrael, when you're going to take accounting of all of Klal Yisrael. And Rashi tells us right away that when you take accounting to know how many there are, don't count them. Al Timnim Lagolgoles, don't count them by head. That's right, when you're trying to get a minion, you say Hoshia Samecha, you don't count them by head. Ela Yinnu Ko Echon Michatzis HaShekel. Rather, each person should give a machzis HaShekel, should give half a shekel. The Timnet HaShkolin. Es Yorech HaShulchan. I don't get it. First of all, why is the Torah starting off with this mitzvah of machzis HaShekel, of counting? And furthermore, why is it? Why can't you just count someone? Question one. There's a lot of mitzvahs in this week's parasha. Again, Rashi tells us in the beginning, Ein Mukdam Mukhav HaTorah, there's no chronological order, and we all know that this week's parsha, Truma Tetzaveh, which is read before, Rashi tells us that Kitsisa is really before it. Why? Because this week's parsha, which we're going to talk about, is the Cheta Ego. And Klal Yisrael messed up. Moshe Rabbeinu took one for the team, and he stepped up and saved Klal Yisrael, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, obviously. But Rashi says is that we have Kitsisa, and then we have the Mishkan. However, it's very fascinating because there's a lot of mitzvahs in this parsha. We read about the Shalosh Regalim, and we also read about Shabbos. Many times in the Torah, we read about Shabbos, and it's very fascinating. The Torah tells us in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Va'ato Daber El Bnei Yisrael Leimor, and you should speak to Klal Yisrael, Ach Et Shavsosai Tishmoru. You should go and have my Shabbos Tishmoru, Ki Oshi. Because it's a sign. Comes along the great Ksaveh HaKabbalah, the great Rav Etlinger. He lived in 1785 to 1865. He was very against the Reform movement with Rav Hirsch. And he's bothered by the obvious question. Et Shavsosai Tishmoru, why does it say in Lashon plural? What do you mean? There's one Shabbos a week. Why are you doing it in Lashon plural? And it's very interesting because we know Shabbos is an os. Shabbos is a bris. We're having a covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara Menachu says that we don't wear tefillin. Why? Because tefillin is an oath. It's a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A whole discussion. Maybe we should put tefillin on Shabbos. We obviously don't. But Shabbos is that oath. That oneness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But why? Again, says Rav Etlinger, and Moshe Feinstein also asks this question. Why in the Lashon of plural? It should be Shabbos. Shabbos and Lashon Yachid. Question three. Again, whenever you read Parshas Kisisa, you got to talk about the Cheta Ego. Cheta Ego. Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu is coming down with the Torah 40 days and 40 nights. He's with the Torah. And he comes down and the Gemara Brachos says that they miscalculated. They were off by a little. And Moshe Rabbeinu sees them. Very fascinating that Aaron is trying to save the day. He realizes that Hur was killed. And he's trying to save the day. And he says to the women, you know, don't give up your jewelry. And the men grab it. And Aaron also, Oiv Shalom, Virodi Shalom. And Aaron tries to push them off. And they don't care. And they create the Chet HaEgel. And Aaron, the Medrash says that Aaron, since he, again, it wasn't good that he was involved. But still, he became the Kohen Gadol from it. But how is it possible? How is it possible? Klal Yisrael had the Torah. You know, I was talking about my shir. Clarity. You're with the Ramon Shalom. You have the Aseres Hadibros. And all of a sudden, you do Chet HaEgel. What was the sin of Chet HaEgel? So again, let's just make sure we have the questions. Talk about other, obviously, we always throw in other Divrei Torah. There's a lot in this Parsha. The Ketores, the incense. There's about the Shalosh Regalim. There's about Bezalel creating the Mishkan. We'll throw it all in one big chillin', but let's just get the main questions. Question one is, you can't count Klal Yisrael. Ask the Aruch HaShulchan, why is that the beginning of this week's parasha? There's so many other mitzvahs. Why specifically that? It says Iksav HaKabbalah es Shabsosai Tishmoru in Lashon plural. Why Shabbos comes once a week? Why is it in plural? It should be singular. And lastly, the Chet HaEgel. How did Klal Yisrael mess up? They had such a clarity. They were with the Ribbono Shel Olam. They were the Torah. And Klal Yisrael messed up. It's very fascinating, the Magen Avraham. If you do Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum, right? So you see that right away you have Rishon, Kohen Aliyah, and Levi Aliyah, and it's pretty much the whole Parsha, and then it's broken off. Says the Magen Avraham, amazing. Why? Because, the reason is because we have Chet HaEgel in those Aliyahs. Because as we all know, that Shevet Kahuna, the Levim, the Kohanim, they didn't mess up. Mila Shem Eli, and they came down, right? My little son, Chaim, he walks around the house with his little brother, Sviki, and they're screaming out, Mila Shem Eli, because we're Kohanim. Thank you to my father and my grandfather and his great-grandfather. Right? The Chavetz Chaim once said to Rav Shimon Schwab, you know, it's your fault. Not your fault, but it's your ancestors' fault, because Chavetz Chaim was a great Kohen. So Mayor Kagan. And he said, your ancestors messed up my Chet HaEgel, but mine didn't. That's why I'm a Kohen, you're not. So the Magen Avraham says, amazing, that the first two Aliyahs have the Chet HaEgel, because we don't want the Yisraelim to feel bad about themselves. But again, what was the sin of the Chet HaEgel? So what's the Yisod? We're going to try to put it all in. But what's the Yisod? Again, we just finished the Purim. We're in Parshas Parah. So Zchukas HaTorah. Right? We're trying to figure out the idea, the understanding of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we had a Purim, the idea of trying to get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, everything we did last week, we spoke about Mashiach, I got good feedback, and we need the Shechino, we need Mashiach, you know, Los Lavo, in Mashiach time, whatever we're going to be reading, but we need the clarity, we need the Mashiach. Comes along the great Ramosha Feinstein, right, my grandfather, I have the schuss to get smicha from Ramosha, Rechaim Zebamzer Zatzal, he was a person that always pushed. He always wanted a relationship with big people. He was a mevakesh. And Rav Moshe has a beautiful idea. Rav Moshe says that when we have Shabbos, obviously there's two aspects of the Shabbos. On the one hand, a person is making parnasa. He's working hard. And he's doing what he can. And then there's a physical rest. There's an idea the Torah brings down in the beginning of Shabbos that a person, there's an idea of taking a nap on Shabbos. There's an idea of taking the physicality and having a physical rest, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped creating the world after 6 days, 7 days he rested. So there's a physical rest. But says Rav Moshe, says the other Mefarshim, that there's a spiritual rest. That a person's so busy in the whole week, a person takes a step back and says, wow, just like the Ribbono Shel Olam is a creator, I have the ability to tap into creation. I could bring my life spirituality into my life. I don't have to worry about my job on Shabbos. As we all know, in the early 1900s, people didn't have that. They didn't live with the religious autonomy. Every week, they would lose another job because they said, oh, right, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, famous in Tshuva, that he says that, how's it possible that that generation afterwards went off the derech, says Rav Moshe, because every single Shabbos, they said, oi, oi, to be a Yid, oi. And therefore the children felt it because our children and our grandchildren feel it when they see it because they're real. Kids are real. They see. Right? You ask them, does this dress make me look fat? You ask a little kid and he'll say, no, mommy, your dress doesn't make you look fat. You're fat. Right? They're very real. Kids are real. They see things so clearly. And that's what happened here. Says Rav Moshe, Shabbos is the spiritual freedom. We're able to learn a little more. Say an extra capital of Tehillim. We're able to take in. No distractions. No phones. We're just able to live with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And again, we're always trying to live with Hashem. But when we tap in, more davening. Right? The Prima Gadim writes that the davening on Shabbos is a mitzvah deoraisa. Amazing. A tremendous chiddush. You know, they tell a great story. There was a Rav. His thing was, I told this story before. I've told all my stories. I don't know what I say, but I don't. But there was a great Rav, and his thing was for 24 hours. Some people make Shabbos earlier. I think Gemara Brachos, Rav made Shabbos earlier. And he wouldn't sleep the whole Shabbos. He said, listen, this is my Shabbos. This is my spirituality. Et shasosai tishmoru. Why tishmoru? Because there's a physical rest, one idea, and then there's plural because there's a spiritual rest. So et shasosai tishmoru. And he didn't sleep the whole Shabbos. One time, a Talmud's like, I have a kasha. He's a great rav. And you ask him a kasha. It was 2:30 in the morning. Knocking on his door. He knows he doesn't sleep. No answer. He goes to the back of the house. And the door's open. Obviously at 2:30, you don't normally walk into someone's house. But he walked in. He knew he's always up. And the door was open, thank God. And he went into the house. And it turned out that he was having a stroke. And the man saved his life. His Talmud saved his life. Why? Because he took the advantage of Shabbos. Shabbos kihi mikor habracha. Shabbos is the source of bracha. This man lived with Shabbos and Shabbos saved his life. Because he said, I'm going to stay up, I'm going to learn. And maybe not everyone's going to stay up all of Shabbos. 25 hours is a long time to stay up. But a person could add Kedusha into his Shabbos. He could just take a step back. And just think, contemplate, sit with the Rabbono Shalom and say, wow, Shem, look what you have given me. You have given me so much. Comes along the great Meshech Chochma, and the Meshech Chochma says, that we know we say, La Soy says our Shabbos. What are you doing? What do you mean? Whether you like it or not, Shabbos is coming. It's coming your way. Right? It doesn't matter when Shabbos starts. We're always running for those last couple of minutes. For myself, talking about others also, obviously, you're always running, right? It doesn't matter if Shabbos starts at 4, you got those 5 minutes. It doesn't matter if Shabbos starts at 8, you got those 5 minutes. But lassos, says the Meshech Chochma, like we're saying right now. Because you have the ability to bring in the spirituality. Obviously, Shabbos is coming. Fasting discussion. Let's say you don't know when Shabbos is. Let's say you're passing a place and you don't know when Shabbos. All Masechet Shabbos talks about different sugyas. You don't know when Shabbos is. You get lost on a boat. What do you do? But says the great Meshech Chochma, La'asos, you have the ability to tap in. You can tap into spirituality. Klal Yisrael is counting. You're not allowed to count an individual. Why not? So comes along the Aruch HaShulchan. And the Aruch HaShulchan says something beautiful. Because we're all one unit. And every single person has a job in this world. Everyone, like we're talking about Shabbos, is that we have this spiritual job. We have this idea that we have physicality. And obviously the whole point of life is to take the physicality, to take our goof and channel it into spirituality. But we have to realize that we all have jobs in this world. And the minute that we start counting individuals, 1, 2, 3, then you're saying that this person is different. And we're all different. But we're trying to say that we all have the job of getting close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And everyone has that unique ability to connect. You know, it's very interesting. We read about Bezalel. And the Torah tells us about Bezalel. It says, Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Beis Re'ei Karasi B'Shem Bezalel. That I'm going to go and call you by the name of Bezalel. Right? Rashi tells us, what does it mean? Bezalel, Betzel, Kale. I'm going to be in the image of Hashem. So I heard a beautiful idea. Is that, why does it mean I'm going to call you? Because everyone is given gifts. We all have different gifts. Some people are musical. Some people are more friendly. Some people are bigger doers. They get jobs done quicker. Some people are very organized. Everyone has different strengths about themselves. But I'm going to call you by the name, Karasi B'Shem Bezalel, that I'm going to give you that name because you need to realize that we're saying now is that everyone is unique. Everyone is special. And you need to live with the jobs that the Rabbono Shel Olam given you. You need to realize the power you have. You know, I did an amazing thing in my shiur last week, right before Purim. I remember hearing a story of a Rav that he wanted to show every single one of his Talmidim that they're unique. That every single one of his Talmidim is very special. So he decided he was going to do an amazing thing. And he wrote down every single person's name. And he went around the room and he wanted every person in the shir to write down a real compliment. A real compliment. Not just, oh, you're a nice guy, you're a good friend. a real compliment that a person could look deeper. Because when a person sees something more than himself, which we talk about a lot, and it's hard, because we're very self-centered. But if a person sees more than himself, and it's amazing, because the Rebbe did this, and he was able to every single Talmud had a piece of paper, and then one Talmud put it in his pocket. I might have told the story last week, I don't remember. Right? But I did it with my shear. And he put this piece of paper in his pocket. And many years later, the student went off a little, and things were very hard. And he was, just things weren't going well for him. And he found this little paper in his pocket. And this little paper saved his life. Because he said, wow, B'tzel Keah, look, Hashem has given me so many gifts. Look what people see in me. You know, in Mivasari, at the end of the year, they do an amazing thing. They go on top of the roof, and they talk about different things, different experiences that really changed them. And there was one boy that got up, and he said, listen, I was going through a hard time in yeshiva, and I decided I was going to go home. And I got a text from a guy. He didn't even know me. We met each other a little bit. And he said, you know, I'm excited to grow with you this year. I heard you're going through a hard time, but I'm here for you. And I want to become better friends with you. And he said, that text saved his life. He stayed in yeshiva, and he came another year even. And it was just different, because he grew in Torah. He grew in Yiras Shamayim. Because he saw the ability that he has, this spirituality within him. He has this being an individual, the strength. And that's what we're seeing from Shabbos. Shabbos, we tap into the Shabbos as Shavsosai Tishmoru, because we look at the spiritual side of us. We see, wow, look what I can do. So what happened? How is it possible that they messed up with the Cheta Ego? The Torah, they had this relation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. They were building the spirituality and then they fell. What happened here? So many answers. Comes along Rashi, and Rashi says, you know what the problem was? There's always that Erev Rav. The Erev Rav came and they said, come on. And they caused trouble. There's always those people that are going to cause the trouble. You got to stay away from them. So that was one of the problems. Comes along the Ramban. And the Ramban says, you know what was the problem was? Is that their greatest Navi wasn't there. So they wanted to create a new Navi. So since they wanted to create a new Navi, they needed a new representative. They decided to create the Cheta Egel. The Ramban goes as far as saying that their Amunah was lessened. They didn't realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam was calling. Obviously Moshe Rabbeinu was a great leader. And he was working on the same work, giving over the Torah from the Ribbono Shel Olam. But they didn't realize that it's all coming from Hashem. Comes along the Beis HaLevi and he says a similar idea, but a little different. You know, according to Rashi, as we said, Rashi says that Truma comes after Kisisa. Now, if you look in Truma, every single time it says, Kasher Sivcha Hashem. Kasher Sivcha Hashem, as Hashem commanded. Because what happened? They put their own reasoning into their own hands. And when you take your own reasoning into your own hands, things go wrong, right? We know that Adam and Chava, they sinned. What was their sin? They wanted to eat from the Eitz Hadas. They wanted knowledge. And because they wanted knowledge, what happened? The punishment was death came to the world. Chava had to deal with hard pregnancies. And Adam had to work the land. But death came into the world. They tried getting Das. They tried getting knowledge. And death came to the world. Because death, as the Gemara says in Pesachim, no one knows. After Me'eva Esrim, no one knows when their day is going to come. That's why the Mishnah Berakhot Avos says that a person needs to live every day like it's my last day. Because if you live with your live with a life that it's your last day, every day will be a meaningful life. But death comes because our reasoning is out the door. This week's Parsha, right? We're getting closer and closer to Pesach. Not trying to scare anyone, but we're getting close to Pesach. Parsha's Para, Zos Chukas HaTorah. Why Zos Chukas HaTorah? So the Mefarshim explained that a chok, we know that paraduma, that if someone is nifter, someone dies, there's tuma. So therefore, zos chukas ha-tayra, that there's tuma. Why? Because death represents that we don't understand everything. It's out of our control. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam, kasher sivcha Hashem. Obviously, we need Mashiach and we have to daven. But it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Klal Yisrael took their own reasoning into their own hands. So since they took their reasoning into their own hands, that was the biggest problem. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us, listen, I'm going to give you the DNA how to make it in this world. The nations of the world are going to try to destroy you. They're going to try to wipe you out. You are my chosen nation. You've been, you accepted my Torah. You have been committed. You are my chosen people. And the nations of the world are going to try to destroy you. But Kasher Sivcha Hashem, if you follow my Torah, you follow my mitzvos, you follow my oaths, you put the tefillin on, you keep Shabbos, you show yourself that you can be a creator. Obviously, the Ravon Shalom is the master creator. But you could just keep on going. Show your individuality. Show yourself that I put you in this world for a purpose. And everyone's unique. Everyone's different. Everyone has different strengths. And we need to start looking at our strengths more. Obviously, we could always do more. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, he comes down and his face is glowing. Says the Medrash, why was his face glowing? Because he had extra ink from the Torah. What do you mean extra ink? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was never done. He always wanted more and more and more. But again, he realized he was under Mikol Adam. He realized the greatness, right? As they say, you go and you put rocks into a cup and it's totally full. How can I get more in? But then you break down more. You break down some of the rocks, you put it in, it fits in a little. And then you go, I can't, nothing else could fit. You put in a little sand and it fits. Nothing else could fit. And you put in a little water. Because there's always more to do. But a person needs to recognize, wow, Hashem put me in this world for spirituality. Hashem put me in this world for greatness. I wanna live with you, the Rabbona Shalom. I want to live with you. You know, we read, I love this vort. I say it all the time, but it's such a powerful vort. Because in this week's parsha, we read about Shalosh Regalim. And we know that we're getting close to the Pesach. We're getting close. And Pesach represents that Eris in the first stage. And then we get to a Shavuos, the Zman Matan Torah Seinu, we get the Torah. And then we have the Sukkot, the 7 days. And that's the whole idea over here, is that we have the Erusin, the first stage, and then we have the Nisuin, the marriage. And then we have living. You want to live with Hashem. Asuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Somcham. You bring the Mikdash into you. You realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam is there. And so I heard from a Shalom Razner, beautiful. That's the idea, even the davening. We're talking about Shabbos. The Shabbos davening. V'yanuchu va, right? And Friday night, it represents Shamor, the woman. The idea of Erisin. And then v'yanuchu va, Shabbos day, represents the idea of the Nesuin. The idea of Esein Chelkenu B'sora Secha, the Matan Torah. The relationship, getting the Torah. Not just falling from the Chete Ego, realizing we make mistakes, but picking ourselves up. And saying we could do it. And then we get to the next level of Yinuchu Vam, which is the man and the woman coming together, is the idea of living with Hashem, living in the Mishkan. And I think these are the ideas. Hashem says that I'm going to give you Maxas HaShekel, because every single person has their own individuality. Every single person has strengths. Obviously you have weaknesses also, but and you work on the weaknesses, but you realize the strengths that you have. At Shavsosai Tishmoru, we need to realize how lucky we are to have Shabbos. We just take it for granted. We take it for granted. We take so many things for granted. But Shavsosai, we have the idea of physical rest because we deserve it. We work hard. But at the same time, we have this spiritual rest that we all can bring more spirituality into our lives. And Cheta Egel, we can't take our own reasoning. Things are beyond us. We have to understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam has big plans for us. We obviously have to do our Shabbos. We have to do what we can. We have to realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam is talking to us. By the things happening to us, He's talking to us. But there's an idea of Kasher Sivcha Hashem. That the Chet HaEgel represents that a person took his own reasoning into it. But if a person realizes those Chukas HaTorah, that Hashem has a plan for every single one of us. Now all we need to do is Lassos. We have to bring it in. Bring in the spirituality. Bring in the connection. This is Hashem, this week's Parsha, Parsha's Kisisa. Let us realize how fortunate we are to be part of this awesome nation. Let us realize we could just keep on getting closer and closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Realize how special our Torah is. How special our Tefillah is. How special our Gemilas Chasadim is. We're a special nation. Now we just have to bring it out and realize we could affect the whole world because with our actions we are affecting everyone. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos.